You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The 2014 official draft caps are now in store only at the Cleveland Browns team shop. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Coach Pettine talking about this mini camp, first time to get to see, just so you guys all understand the rules. Starts tomorrow. It's voluntary. And you can get offense versus defense, 7-on-7, 9-on-7, 11-on-11. No shoulder pads, no contact, but certainly the first time that at least you're not playing against air. You can see the schemes implemented against a defense, right. Live action. The coaches are excited about it. The players are excited about it. There's a great video right now at ClevelandBrowns.com talking with offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan, and from the offensive side of the ball, Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron, both Pro Bowlers, and from the defensive side of the ball, Paul Kruger and Phil Taylor, about this upcoming mini camp. And I'll tell you what, Mike Pettine, it's always great to have him in, always great to talk to him. You can tell he has enjoyed this process, and you can tell that I think that he's really acclimating to being a head coach very, very well, very quickly.
Oh, I think so, because his plan is very well defined. You don't get a sense that when you bring up specifics about what he's trying to do or what he's trying to establish, that he's reaching for things. He's clearly, I think, a guy who backs up what he says when he talks about, I love the part about grading these, coaching these guys hard, as he puts it, but grading them on every practice. You know, when you think about it, mostly coaches will give you a political answer when it comes to off-season workouts. They will say, well, the evaluation process really doesn't begin in earnest until we get to here or we do that. No, this guy's telling you that once these guys are on the field, and I'm sure even in the phase two on-field work that's already begun beyond this, that they are being evaluated and judgments are being made about their roles on this roster. Now, I would say that in many respects, some of it is the perimeter players that you can wash out at this point when you have players who will come in for look-sees after the draft, the undrafted players who are signed. You do tend to use these as tryouts, very similar to what Andrew Hawkins experienced his first go-around with the Browns. He was brought in for a tryout, not given a contract, and ultimately not offered a contract then. And then he comes full circle with the Browns after playing as well as he did for the Bengals. But I think it's nice to hear this, and I think it's great for players to know right off the bat what is expected of them, how it's illustrated. And the other thing I focused on with Mike Pettine's comments were what he said about learning from Darryl Loggins and Moeller, Coach Moeller, the offensive line coach, regarding what they want to see in those specific quarterback, O-line positions in evaluation. I mean, as a head coach, I'm sure you're aware of what your overall philosophy is of your staff and your scheme, but I think I like the fact that he's open to, hey, I'm learning more about how our coaches are going to coach, right, in the process.
Absolutely, and understanding the differences between evaluating a player to play for you on the offensive side of the ball versus evaluating a player on film to know how to defend against them on the defensive side of the ball. Subtle nuances there. I also like the fact that he says, yes, while, you know, we are going to be very well organized, we're going to make the most of every moment, the players are going to have that communicated to them effectively, and while the players have all said he's about business, he said, we're also going to make sure we have some fun out there, which is good. I think Mike Pettine is really having a good time. And for a team, and you know this again, you've been around a lot of these things better than I, but for a team that is facing the most important draft probably in franchise history,
yep,
with a GM in his first draft, with a head coach in his first draft as a first-time head coach, there is a lot of calm, a lot of confidence, and not a lot of panic or stress that you might think would come from this type of a situation.
No, not at all. And by the way, there shouldn't be. And by any means, if you see that, then you better start worrying. This is May. The pressure, the rubber doesn't meet the road, we know, until you get into the season itself.
But there is pressure.
But there's no. I mean, heading into this draft,
sure,
there's pressure. But it should function if you have people who have a plan and have people understand what the heck they're doing. And we won't, by the way, these opinions are all subject to change depending on how we see this draft unfold, how we see this team perform, how we see the pieces put together. Fundamentally, I mean, this much I will say, and I've said, and I've written for ClevelandBrowns.com, we've talked about it on this show. On paper, this team looks better. It looks like it has better talent. Yep. Right? We agree that. Yep. That's on paper. Now, whether it proves it or not, that's another story. Will we say the same thing after the draft? What's needed in this draft to make us say that? And I think the answer is playmakers, dynamic difference makers, and that quarterback of the future. And somewhere along the line, you've got to believe all those things. And yes, if there's an offensive lineman in that discussion, by the way, I call him a difference maker too, because he would be a guy you're drafting, especially if it's with that fourth pick or in the first round. He's a guy that's you're planning in there right away to make to upgrade your offensive line. That guy, if he's one of the elite so-called tackles in this draft, is someone who is getting his baptism of fire. He is being put right on the field.
And that's why I could see Greg Robinson or Jake Matthews at four. You think about from a GM's perspective, if you can lock down a big-time offensive lineman, giving us basically three superstars on the offensive line, that is certainly a great thing. From a defensive standpoint, Mike Pettine, everything he does and has been trained to do is about getting to the quarterback, disrupting an offense. The thing that makes it the most difficult to do that, a great offensive line. You could understand why that could be the direction that they would go at number four, and why an offensive lineman like Greg Robinson, who obviously caught Jimmy Haslam's eye, we got that little tidbit from Ray Farmer there at the combine, that you could see them go that direction. And sure, because it ultimately, when you talk about in the NFL, it's about protecting the quarterback, playmakers for your quarterback, also allowing you to run the football, and the defense is about getting to the quarterback and disrupting. And it all comes down to the point of attack. You can't run if you don't control the point of attack. You can't pass if you can't give your quarterback time. And it makes a lot of sense why a lineman could be the pick at number four for the Cleveland Browns.
It's a football Monday, and on Mondays on this show, we do three topics with three-time Super Bowl champion Gerard Cherry. He's going to join us next to break down those three topics, coming off of what Ray Farmer said, what we had on the show from Mike Pettine. We'll get into those issues with our good buddy Gerard. That is next on CBD. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850, WKNR.